We've been discussing the psul of a sukkah under a tree. And a very interesting question that comes up is when a person only realizes this problem only after the sukkah is already built. He already built the sukkah, put up the schach, and now realizes that the tree is overhead. He goes ahead now and he chops down the branches, cuts down the tree, and he takes care of the problem. This can happen not only by a tree, but other types of problems that person has over his sukkah, other things that will pass the sukkah, and afterwards he removes them. For example, a person made his sukkah and realized afterwards that his awning was already out, that his awning was already over his sukkah before he began. Sometimes they'll do it in order to be able to build a sukkah while it's raining. And the sukkah was built in a way that it was possible. It was built in a way that it was covered. What does he do now? Can he simply unroll the awning? Can he simply cut down the branches? Or do we say that it's too late? What should be the problem? The Gemara tells us there's a problem of tasav lemin ha'asui, that a sukkah has to be built as a kosher sukkah. It can't be built as a sukkah that's possible, that the asiyah, its creation, was in a way that it's possible, and then the factor that made it possible is removed afterwards. That you can't do. And therefore, the halacha is that any time the sukkah is built as a pasulus, it's not enough just to remove the pasulus. However, we find a very interesting halacha. We find that at certain times, when a person does a maisa, it does an action that's significant enough that itself is able to be seen as the asiya itself, as the creating of the sukkah. The example of this is cutting down a tree. When a person built his sukkah under the tree, the sukkah is 100% possible. But when he goes ahead now and cuts down that tree or cuts down those branches, that itself is an act, a significant enough act, which will be machshir the sukkah, which now will make the sukkah kosher. However, being that it has to be a significant enough action, if all he's doing is just unrolling the awning and doing a simple action like that, that's not going to be enough. And the sukkah that was built underneath an awning that passed the sukkah won't be able to become kosher by merely rolling it back up. In that case, what a person has to do is doesn't have to take all the sukkah down, but a person has to raise all the schach in a way that now he can put it back down, which is going to be a new act of creating the sukkah, of building the sukkah in a way that it's kosher. Otherwise, the sukkah remains possible. By a tree itself, in fact, one could have this as well. If, let's say, a person not cutting down branches or anything like that, but rather he's going to tie or push over the branches in a way that they won't cover his sukkah anymore, it would seem that that won't be significant enough, and that won't be enough to make his sukkah kosher. This comes up in different ways, in different situations, and one can either have a very significant action, or one can have an action that's not significant at all. Sometimes a person has a roof. He builds the sukkah in his house, and he can have something like a retractable roof. All he has to do is press a button or something like that, and the roof opens, and his sukkah is now uncovered. But since that's not a significant enough action, that's not going to make the sukkah kosher. So what then is the solution in these cases? Of course, the way to do it is to make the sukkah when these things are not on top of it. But one might ask, even if he builds the sukkah in that like that, but what's going to happen? At one point in time, he's going to close that skylight, or he's going to close the awning, roll it out over his sukkah. Now what? At that point, now his sukkah would seem to be possible, and the next time he's going to open it up, it should remain possible. However, the halacha is that once it was already made kosher, even afterwards, if one rolled out the awning or closed the skylight or anything like that, at that point, it's not going to become possible again. There's a big discussion in the Paiskim. However, the general accepted halacha is that once it was made kosher, even if afterwards something was put over it in a way that the way it invalidates it, but nonetheless, once that's removed, it can stay, it can remain kosher. But what one has to be very careful is that one has to be very careful that when he originally makes it, it's not made in a way that's possible. When he originally makes it, he makes it in a way that it's 100% kosher. Only afterwards, after he finishes the walls, the schach, and everything is there, that the sukkah is fully kosher, only then can he cover it with the skylight or the awning, or whatever it may be.